Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our first face-to-face meeting for several months. And it's a pleasure to see you all here this evening. Thank you very much. Item one is apologies for absence, please, Monica.
We have apologies from Councillor Chowdhury and Councillor Sankey.
Thank you. Do we have any declarations of interest? Okay, thank you. We've all received copies of the minutes of the meeting held on the 24th of March 2021. Can I have a seconder for those minutes, please? Councillor Clark. All those in favour? Any against? And there's one abstention from me. I wasn't here. Thank you. Those minutes are carried. Is there any urgent business tonight, please, Monica? None recorded. I'd like to welcome four guests that we have tonight. That's Michael Green, Sarah Jessel, Jeff Bagnall and Ruby Deo. And we're moving on to item five now, which is the external audit plan. And could I ask Michael Green from Grant Thornton please to present that to item, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Could I hand over to Sarah to take you through that, if that's okay?
You certainly can. I was told you were doing it, but I don't mind.
Thank you, Chair. Thanks, Michael. So here is our plan for this year's audit. If I could just take you through some of the key points in the plan, and then we'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have on the details. Page 4 sets out an introduction, and it summarises the key points of the plan. The first item is the significant risks. So our planning work has identified three significant risk areas, and these are the same as you've seen in the previous year. Firstly, it's the risk of management override of controls. And oh, sorry. Is that better? Sorry. Shall I start again from the beginning? Okay. So page 4 of the plan is the introduction headlines, and it takes you through the key messages in the plan. The first item is the significant risks, which are those risks requiring special audit consideration. We've identified three significant risk areas in our planning, and that's the same as in previous years. The first one is the risk of management override of controls, and that's a risk which is mandated by ISA 240. The other risks are in relation to the valuation of land and buildings and the valuation of the pension fund net liability. These are inherently risky areas of the accounts because of their large values and because they're accounting estimates, so there are associated estimation uncertainties and sensitivities to the key assumptions being made as part of the estimation process. In addition, there's a new auditing standard relating to the accounting estimates, ISA 540, and the new standard and the fact that the regulator is increasing their interest and focus on this area means that the extent of our work in this area is increasing. The next section is materiality. The level of materiality for the audit has increased. £100. The next section is value for money, VFM. And effectiveness and more extensive reporting required. As well as this, the binary approach to conclusions has been replaced by sophisticated judgments and recommendations where this is required. We're being supported in this work by our colleagues from our advisory practice, but so far we have not identified any risks of significant weaknesses in the arrangements at the Council, but we will report our findings in the auditor's annual report, which replaces the annual audit letter later on in the year. In terms of logistics, we're starting our field work next week on the 28th of June, and we've already scheduled regular meetings with Lisa throughout the period of the audit to go through our progress and any issues that crop up. announced funding of £15 million for the sector, which should help to mitigate the impact of the increases. So that's a summary of the key points. If anybody has any questions, we'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you, Chair. I mean, part of the increase is the COVID-19. Presumably in a year or so, we'll see that reverse. I think there's 4,000 in for that. Prior year, so obviously it will still come, it still should come down by that, say, next year.
I think the COVID fee that's presented in the table reconciles it back to the prior year fee. We're saying that you paid an additional amount for COVID last year, which isn't included in the fee this year. Element, essentially.
A non-recurring element. So it will disappear next year.
Any other questions from members? Councillor Grosvenor.
Thank you very much. Does that mean that members of the council can contact your audit team with any concerns or questions as you carry out the that easy for us to do?
That's absolutely fine. It is question management on those processes and judgments and assumptions to stimulate any debate or to simply approve them here tonight, and that we can take the assurances that we need to feed into our continuous audit planning process. So it's very much for the committee to offer any challenge on those or to accept the responses that management have provided within the document.
Thank you for that. Does any member have any questions on
as to the very probing questions of the auditor, and I hope the rest of the committee feel the same, that those responses are consistent with my understanding of how the organisation runs. So I'm very happy with those responses.
Yeah, thank you for that, Councillor Fitzpatrick. I too second that. I've read through them and I'm happy with those responses. Looking around the room, we're all okay? No more questions? Thank you. Okay, moving on to item 7, the internal audit opinion report. Could I ask Ruby Deo, please, to present that? Thank you.
Hello, can everyone hear me? Okay. And just share the key highlights from the report. So, as you will have read on page 6, we are providing significant assurance in relation to our work completed for 2021. Continuing through the report, section 3 highlights the work in reports that have been issued during the course of the year, all with either full or significant assurance. And I have to say thanks to Lisa and Sal for helping us facilitate getting our work completed. Members will note there are two reports that currently two audit reviews ongoing, and they will fall into next year's annual report. There have been 5 deferrals from the 2021 plan, and they have
to see you all the way down there. I missed you, sorry.
Thank you. On page 4, in your overall opinion paragraph, the last sentence there says there are some weaknesses in design and or
that would be in the individual reports in terms of minor weaknesses. So
obviously, the committee have received updates against the internal audit plan throughout the course of authority. With regard to the revenue budget, this is summarised at section 4 of the report.